Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2017, and this is Boxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. I hope you are having a wonderful Wednesday, a really grand kind of day. I really hope that for you. I know that with all of the commotion that's been going on and around the country, well, some folks may be feeling somewhat ill at ease, to say the least, and I know I can say it's been kind of crazy to me, and I'm sure many of you are thinking that too. And it seems to me, with all the politicking that's going on, there needs to be some real change. How so? I'm not sure. But I feel like the needs of the people are suffering and getting lost in the shuffle. I personally think, and I do a lot of thinking, so I'm going to say what my two cents says, that it's time for a new kind of government. That's a big thought, I know, but I don't even know what that really means in detail or what that could entail, but it certainly seems like things that are going on, it's a real serious kind of situation and stuff's not working. And that makes me think that it's time for a new model. You know, in so many ways, it reminds me of what it's like to have an old dilapidated vehicle and you're trying to make it work when it's really time to replace that old thing. It's broken down and it's falling apart and there's no other answer but getting something new. But I know it means we're all wondering what's ahead, and it's hard to tell. It's not really clear, is it? We just know with this certainty that something's got to give, right? Yeah, for sure. Well, I guess we'll just all have to see. But you know what? In our own personal lives, we are often in the balance between what was and what's to come, and we are sometimes not sure about what's ahead in those situations either. Life is foggy. Things aren't clear. Our direction seems clouded. Those can be challenging times for us, for sure, but on the flip side, it could be that the best is yet ahead, huh? The fog clears, the clouds pass, and we ultimately see our way once again. Today is a Wednesday edition of Master Your Mindset. Yay! And my radio BFF, TV host superstar RRR, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me to discuss navigating your way through foggy times in life. Sounds like a great conversation, doesn't it? It sure seems so to me. Welcome, Cassandra.
Very welcome. Hello, Silver. Yeah, the conversation is very fitting. It's a very timely conversation, as there appears to be so much out of order and so many questions and not enough answers. Of course, you know, I said appears because I'm not really asking a lot of questions, and I'll tell you why as we progress. But a lot of times things, directions, decisions, even feelings are without clarity, and we do feel as though if you can almost see it, you think you kind of feel it, you almost know it, but you don't. And it's not safe to proceed in the fog. It's not.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But I want you to know that your perspectives are always welcome. That's why you're here doing this with me every month, because I do believe that the way you see things, the things you've experienced, the things that life has taught you, the lessons that you learned, bring a great deal of value to this platform. So it's always welcome. But you know what I'd like to do, Cassandra, is have us start talking about what we mean when we say foggy. You know, that can possibly mean a lot of things. When we think about what's going on in the country, we can say that's definitely foggy, because most of us really don't know what the heck is going on, what's happening. We don't know what life has in store for us. we bring it all the way to our front door and on our couch and, you know, in our bed at night. We're talking about some circumstances that can be a myriad of issues and problems that cause us to feel like we just don't know where to go or what to do next. It could be an illness. It could be something that in life has just changed things for us dramatically. It could be a loss of some sort, and that has a whole other category of its own. It could be a breakup or a divorce. But those, it does put out, you know, pending questions for most of us. What's ahead? What do I do now? We tend to ask ourselves those questions because it's a catalyst to hopefully having us come up with some constructive and positive answers. You know, I think that some of the fallout that happens as a result can be, sometimes we'll feel defeated, sometimes we'll feel discouraged, sometimes we'll feel depressed, and, you know, that again covers a lot of other types of emotions that we may be experiencing. But it's a reality when you're in a place that you really just can't tell, you know, what's up from here. And, you know, we tend to cloud it with a lot of other, you know, with these questions. So what's your thought and perspective on that? What comes to your mind when you think about life being foggy?
You know what? I have to say this because it was the thing that was ringing through my head as I was listening to you speak, and it's basically that so often we feel the need to do. Now, when you know what to do, I say get at it. But I think that when times are foggy, because as I said, it is dangerous to go full steam ahead in the fog without a clear vision or direction, not knowing what's on the road, or the bridge could be, or there could be like, what's going on with the ground where it's just falling off from underneath us, the sinkholes, any of those things could happen. And so we're talking about the actual fog with a theoretic fog also. I think we need to remember when we don't know what to do, the truth of who and what we are, and that's human being, not human doings. If we could just learn to be until we sometimes know exactly what we are to do, there would certainly be peace. I have definitely found wisdom in the being human versus always feeling frustrated because I didn't know what the heck to do as a human or in any given situation. We think that sometimes inactivity means that nothing's going on, but healing happens in the stillness, you know, and when you can't see and don't know, and just be still. I do that very well. And when I move,
it's an art.
And when I move, the world moves. But again, like I say, there is wisdom. There is real wisdom in waiting for direction, or waiting until a direction is clear.
Right. Well, one of the first points I had, and you've covered a lot of what that means, is that it just may be an opportunity for discovery. And it's sometimes hard for us to see that in the midst of not saying anything. But if we can, you know, grasp hold of the fact that you do get a lesson, you can get wisdom, you can get growth, you can get insight, you can woman up, man up in those particular places in life. It can be a wonderful place of discovery, even though, as you said, you may have to be still. In fact, I would agree, you really do have to be still to get those pieces of it, because you're going to lead yourself into a whole other set of lessons if you do what you just said they shouldn't, and that's just take off in the fog like, okay, I'm going to get somewhere because I know I have to. If you don't know where you're going and you can't see, the best thing to do is to be still, because if you are, the discovery opportunity is there. Something's going to come to mind. Something's going to happen in the midst of all of that that's going to start helping you make a more positive step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Second thing I have
Absolutely.
Is second thing I have is what's breaking you may be a bridge to your breakthrough. And, you know, when we're broken, any of this fogginess is hard. But when we're breaking, a breakup or, you know, something's happened in the family or, you know, there's all kinds of breakups, jobs and, you know, prestige and all kinds of things that people find themselves breaking from, financial loss and whatever. But we have to remember, and maybe it's repeating the same thing in a different way about the discovery, but it could be the bridge to a breakthrough. And again, I feel that all of it is, again, just gaining perspective. It will turn out real sour if that's all you expect. You can and will end up in a sinkhole if that's all you expect. But if you can get yourself to a point where you can see or say to yourself that there's got to be a breakthrough on the other side of this. Fog never lasts. Clouds never stay. And even though that's, you know, a reality in you know, the atmosphere, Rick, means, it's the reality of in our lives, too. The fog and the clouds only loom and gloom over us if we let them, if we keep speaking it, if we keep doing what you said, the human doing of that. So if we can realize that there's a breakthrough, a bridge to a breakthrough during the breaking, that also can help us get to a place of strength and clarity.
Very true. Very true. I think familiar saying is the breakdown is oftentimes right before the breakthrough. And I think of how we are naturally resistant to things that we do not understand or do not know or have not experienced, even if the thing that we do know and do understand and are experiencing is painful and unhealthy and negative. And we still resist to cling to what we know. But many times, as you just said, the saints of the Most High would say, yokes have to be broken. I try to listen before I get broke, but it's usually when your best has yielded you nothing. And no one can help you, and with caller ID, nobody's answering their phone, and it's just you and you. It's usually then that you're ready to try something new or to be okay with doing nothing. So, yeah, that breakthrough is, but it is, as you say, inevitable. The sun always rises somewhere.
That's true. Another point I have is just because there's no view right now doesn't mean there's no other window. And just because the door has closed doesn't mean you can't get a handle on another one. Last night I watched the version of Dreamgirls with Beyonce. And in one of the songs she sang in the movie, and I don't know the title of it, but there was a line that really, really grasped me in regard to what I just said in this point. And the line from the song said, it's hard to open that door when you don't know what you're going for. And that's really what you feel in the fog. You really don't know what to reach for sometimes, what to think, what to anything. But, of course, the song went on to talk about how, you know, you're going to do what you need to do eventually and come out on top of things. But I think we have to realize that when we're absorbed in our own issues and fogginess, you can feel a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. And I would think that with all of the information being shared by people like you and I and so many countless others that are trying to encourage, inspire, motivate people to do their best life, that point would be so obvious, so evidenced now, that there is always another window. There is always another door. There's always another pathway. There's always another hand that you can grab onto to get you past that place. There is another opportunity. And if we don't believe it, and this is something you said often on the show, Cassandra, if you say no, the answer is no. It's always
right.
No.
Because
no
the answer is because the answer is always yes. Because
mm-hmm.
the answer is always
the
yes.
Answer really is.
Your no is a no because it's yes. In other words, it's like, you know, God is like, you do you, boo, have it the way you want it. Any way you want, I got you. Whatever you say, you have it your way. Who wasn't that Burger
mm-hmm.
King slogan or whatever? It's who
mm-hmm.
knew that they were being prophetic? But it's real. It's really, really real. And that is, you know, Silver, it's funny because there is, as you say, so many people that have made it their life's mission and who hopefully are living a life and trying to motivate and encourage and inspire and teach people this. If person never hears another thing, that is a phrase to work with. The answer is always yes, and you can have it your way. Because it really should give people, should give us pause to check our mouths, to check our thinking. And again, like I said, it's difficult to take responsibility for the mess that you're making. But it's only when you realize that nobody's doing anything to you, nobody can. It's only when you realize that if your situation is foggy to things, ain't nothing for you to do right now, or you made a mess, that all you got to do is change your mind and everything clears up. I mean, again, theend.com, that's it, that's all. Those are words to live by. But
well,
you've got
interestingly,
to. Go on.
Well, I was going to say, interestingly, you just brought up something that I was going to put in our must-do when you're in those situations. When you said something about checking your mouth and that. The point I was going to say is a must-do strategy, because you do feel so helpless and you do feel so hopeless and you do feel like you truly don't know what to do. You have to give certain people, certain friends, certain people in your really close up circle permission to check on you and to check you, because you really may not be able to see yourself like they see you. Now that can sometimes be one person or two or maybe even more. Maybe you've got a really neat or friends, but you need to give some people permission to shake you. And I've done that. I've given certain, if you ever see me doing this or this or this, please slap me until I can get myself back together. Watch me. Take care of me. Don't let me be in that space, in that place, because I know that that's not good. And you do really have to have people who care about you enough, in the real sense, love you enough, that no matter what your snapback may be, they're still there saying, uh-uh, you're coming out of this. You're not doing this. You're not going to have this pretty party. We're not coming, so you're not having it. Or whatever the situation may be. It may be you're in a bad relationship, and those are the situations too where I know a lot of people are, you know, struggle. You know, have those friends that you can trust with your soul that you allow to check you and to check on you, because they will tell you the absolute truth, nothing but the truth, and so help them to help you.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I have two things. First of all, I think about the fact that you've got to be willing to hear it. You got to be a lifetime student. I position myself to not have to be right, to just want to be right. So that means
mm-hmm.
that in any situation, I don't need to win the argument. I just want the information. And so you, and so if we take our egos off the line And if we are really more interested in growing and the information versus being right in any or every given situation, then you really set yourself up for life to bless you constantly with information, with love, with direction, with things that don't always feel good, but because God is good, you can trust that you are coming through. And you really, if you set yourself up to be a receiver of, then, and remember that, you know, change your mind and you can change your life. I know it's cliche, but it's true. And remember that the answer is always yes. You're good to go. You're good to
mm-hmm.
go.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I want to follow that up by saying, once you have had that support and your friends have helped you to snap back and, you know, snap you back into some kind of place where you can start looking beyond the fogginess, try to come up with a vision. And it doesn't mean you come up with a plan, but it's a good thing to try to come up with where you think you would like to be. What do you think you'd like to be doing? What's it look like for you to get going again? Is it that you need another job? Is it that you need another home? Is it, you know, do you need to be in a different circle with different type of people? It doesn't have to be a big vision at that point, but something that will just help you to, again, open your eyes at the point where you're ready to start maneuvering, navigating through the fog. It helps to have an idea of, oh, okay, well, now I at least know this is the first point that I'm heading toward. Let's say you, Cassandra.
Because again, as we go back to that answer being yes, the question is always to ask, the invitation is to ask for what you want or what you desire. And so that equals a vision or a desire. And I think a lot of times we don't go very far. We don't allow ourselves to see clear destination or a different path of direction because of the fact that we don't know how it would happen. And that, again, like I said, it's time then just to be human versus do human. You don't have to know how. You have to know that. And if we place all of our energy in the that is speaking the language of God, which is faith. If you have the faith enough to ask. That was all. He didn't say ask and figure it out and maybe I'll let you get there. He said just ask.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It is in having that dream that makes other people look at you like you're crazy. It's just and really putting all of your thoughts and energies. It doesn't matter how. You don't have to know how. I to this day don't know how 90% of the blessings that have happened in my life happen. And I don't even worry about it. I mean, I don't even, and I don't have to know how something would happen before I say, now I think I want to fly. Or something outrageous, you know? It's what I want. And because I know who my daddy is, in my wanting at this moment, I am peaceful. I mean, because the feeling, Silver, is the prayer. The feeling is the energy by which we create and manifest things. And so if I say I want to fly, but oh, my God, I don't know how, and oh, my butt's too big, and oh, Lord, nobody ever flew just with wings before, and oh, I may as well be sleeping because I'm doing myself more harm with all of that thinking. You know, again, like I said, this whole thing, and I love these conversations that we have, and bless you, it's such a mind game. It is such a mind game, and the tools to which you play the game are really simple, one or two. And the same token, though, it is something that I have found you need to cultivate, and that is, again, why I love having these conversations with you.
Yes, yes. Well, that's You know, it's funny how all of this kind of leads to the next point without you even knowing that you've said that. But the last strategy that I have for coming through the fog is finding courage. And I have, if you can find the courage, you can find the clarity. And yes. I will use this one example. There was a time in my life I experienced probably the most devastating thing that could have happened to me. It was a tremendous, tremendous loss for me. And so much so that I never got into a place where I couldn't keep moving. But at nighttime, the devastation and pain, it was something I carried throughout the day, but it was something that at nighttime you really have to deal with when you're trying to rest and trying to make yourself go through another day. But the one thing that I found myself saying to myself, without any strategy, without any point, without any idea, without anything, was that, okay, I'm breathing and I'm not dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breathing and I'm not dead. So that's at least a starting point. And that's what I said to myself a lot of times. I'm breathing and I'm not dead. And I kept doing daily routine stuff because I knew that that's what I needed to do in a, from a healthy-headed standpoint. But that was my little teeny-weeny courage that I'm breathing. I'm not dead. So I can get through to the other side of this. And I say that to say, we don't have to have some great big thing happen that, you know, catapults us out of that place. That could happen. If it does, that's awesome. But if you can just find that little element of whatever that comes to your heart or your mind, your self-talk, that helps you just say, okay, I can do this. I have the courage. Now, if I continue in this courage, ultimately I'm going to have a great deal of clarity.
Mm-hmm. Mind games. The answer is always yes, whatever you say.
Yeah.
I remind myself lovingly that everything's always working out for me. Whenever I'm frustrated and can't get, and it's become habit that I hear myself saying, everything's always working out for me. Another thing that I remind myself of when I am looking for something, be it a button or an ingredient or anything, I tell myself, these are mantras that have become habits for me, that I have everything I need. And without fail, in both and every single situation and scenario, because yes.
You help creating your own favor in life.
Yeah, whatever you expect. A really powerful phrase we talk so much about, and what we're talking about again is the power of the mind, which is a power of thought. And we teach people, encourage people to think, you know, big thoughts. But the distinction between thinking, or that you are not what you think you are as you think.
For sure. Well, listen, you know what? We're going to wrap with that profound thought, and I would like for you I want to thank you, first of all, again, for always meeting me here at this time and place and space. As I said, I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't think it was really, really valuable. So I'm grateful, again, for your participation in this show each and every time we make it happen. Yeah, please tell people where they can find you every day and on your website quickly.
CassandraMcShepherd.com is my website. You have a link on your website, I know, and you can have coffee or tea with me every weekday morning, 9 a.m. Central, Fox6Now.com, on a show called Real Milwaukee. You can stream live.
Awesome.
And
thank you.
And once a month here with you. Always a pleasure, Silver. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sis. Thank you. Be blessed, y'all. You too. Thank you. And thank all of you for showing up. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen, whether it's today or you're listening another day. I thank you. Please tell your friends on social media about Foxology today and check out some of the other episodes that have gone on for Master Your Mindset and other really, really great guests that I've had. I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time, but take this thought that Cassandra left with us today, her mantra, everything is always working out for me. I think that that really works in a time when your things are fogging. Everything always works out for me. Thanks again for listening. Be good. Be blessed. Be awesome.